Well, today hasn't been an out and about day, so I've been sat behind a computer and at a desk all day. And so I'm now just taking a walk down. I thought I'd go to the shops, go and find myself something nice for dinner. And as you can see, it's quite busy with the traffic down Reigate High Street, with everybody heading home. I think we're quite lucky here in Reigate. We've got some nice shops and things. Got a fabulous butcher around the corner. Great flower shop. Just walking past the Gurkha Kitchen, which is a superb Nepalese restaurant. And a few other independent clothes shops and restaurants. Too many Italians, for my liking. Well, not proper Italians. Chains, Carluccio Strada. Then you've got Pizza Express, ASK and the like. We've got Giggling Squid that's about to open, which is a fusion Thai restaurant. And they've already got quite a few. I think there's one in Crawley, Henley-on-Thames, Brighton, Tunbridge Wells. So they're expanding a little bit now. Oh, and there's rather a nice cook shop as well, which I like to go in and have a mooch around in. But yeah, let's see what I can find for dinner. I bet you're all dying to know whether I got myself something nice for dinner. I did. Picked up some Gressingham duck breasts. So I'm pottering about in the kitchen now. I'm about to cook my dinner. And actually, it was just when I was looking at what I was going to get, because I do like chicken breasts with the skin on. So you can cook that, get that nice and crispy, say with a tarragon sauce or something. And it just made me think that years ago, you always used to get your chicken breast with the skin on. And everybody used to eat it with the skin on. And obviously now people are more self-conscious and take the skin off. But it seems a little bit crazy, but it's now more expensive to buy your chicken with the skin on it, rather than not the skin on it. And also, if you don't mind paying the prices for organic meat or corn-fed when it comes to chicken, that more often than not, it's the that's what they are with the skins on. But it was just something that that crossed my mind whilst I was looking at what I was going to have for dinner. So just preparing sauce I'm going to have with it, which has got honey and soy and five spice. And I'll get down and get to it and start cooking. Okay, well, I've blanched some bean sprouts and some mange tout and drained them and left them just on the side. They're all right, they're nice and cool, and then they'll go just for a bit of a quick stir fry before I serve. But so the duck's prepped. I didn't realise I was going to do an impromptu cookery audio boo today for Audiomo, but there we go. So the chicken breast, the duck breast is all prepped, and you ought to just cut off the excess skin. And to do that, it's better to turn it over so it's skin side down and you can see where the excess skin is, and then turn it back over, dry it off, score it, and then salt on it, and do it from a great height because it does it evenly. And then the duck goes in the pan, and obviously it needs to be a hot pan, and then it needs to actually stay in there for quite a long time. People worry about burning it, but it can actually cook for quite a long time. You want it where it's literally just on the turn of where it looks like it is burning. Cooked a lot with duck when I was lucky enough to go on a press trip to the Dordogne for a week on a cookery course. So that was rather enjoyable. So we cooked with rather a lot of duck out there. So it is just waiting, keeping it in the pan and waiting for that to really go golden colour on the skin. Then turn it over and pop it in the oven for about five, six, 7 minutes. Take it out, rest it, and then we'll be ready to go. Right, so everything is all plated up. Duck's been rested. And then when you cut it, it's really good. Cut it on the bias so it just looks really rather pretty when you put it on the plate. And so for this Audiomo, last thing to do is to put the sauce in the pan, which has got all the nice fat from the duck that it cooked in. And then I'm going to go and enjoy it. And hope you're all having a good evening and have had a great Tuesday. And I'll be doing another Audiomo tomorrow.